This morning, I want to speak to you about joining the party. We've been speaking about Link Up, which is about connecting with God. It's about especially our personal devotions, connecting with God. We found many people struggle to connect with God in their devotional times. And so 2 weeks ago, I spoke basically about peace. I spoke about the PGA Tour. And you need first to find peace in your time with God. Don't just go to God to ask lots of questions and things. Just through the cross, find peace. And then last week, Sonika spoke about condemnation. You see, condemnation is a party pooper. It sort of just disconnects you from God. It just makes you feel miserable. Condemnation is like this heaviness on your shoulders. Okay, so Sonika spoke about condemnation last week, so you can download that if you want to. And then this morning, I want to take it a little bit further. I want to speak about joy. Joy. You see, joy is our strength. About 2,000 years ago, the party started. But if you look at most Christians, you'll wonder, oh, this Christian thing really looks boring. It's like, miserable. Most Christians look as if they've been eating something sour, and so I'm giving you an announcement this morning that things need to change. Can I have an amen? Yeah, hallelujah. Because God has been speaking to me and to Sonika the past few weeks, and we just really felt the Lord telling us, don't be so serious. Don't be so serious. Is life serious? Yes. But you have to laugh at life if you want to survive it. If you want to overcome it. And so yes, there are many serious things that all of us experience. Lots of pressure, stress, issues. But how you look at those things will determine if you actually overcome it. And so this is the announcement this morning that the party has started. It is in full swing. And if you look at, I've got a 2.5-year-old boy, Vian. He's always having a party. It's amazing. His favorite new thing is this. He skips. Especially when there's food or when I tell him, well, is it a cake-a-dee, Maisien? Not DVD. The new word is cake-a-dee. And I tell him, we've got a cake-a-dee. And then he skips around having a ball. It's wonderful. And so sometimes you just have to look at your child, your little ones. It's amazing. They think it's a party. And what happens then? We get old and miserable. And we miss out on the party. Okay? So I want to help us this morning to join the party. Okay, Romans 14:17, it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. So you don't have to eat healthy or anything. You can eat whatever you want because it's really not about that. Sorry, all the dietitians. But of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what it's about. It's about righteousness. What's righteousness? Righteousness is Jesus died for you on the cross. Despite all your mess-ups, he gives you his righteousness, his holiness, his purity. And so you can come into the presence of God. He gives you his peace. So you can again come into his presence. But then this little thing, joy. Joy by the Holy Spirit. This is what the kingdom of God is about. It is joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy is about having a party in your heart, irrespective of your circumstances. Even when the pressure is on, you're having a party on the inside of you. It's called joy. It's something supernatural. What is joy? It's to experience great pleasure or delight. Great pleasure or delight. As I said, condemnation is a real party pooper, but joy gets it going again. And the Word of God says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So it gives you supernatural strength that even in difficult times at work or at home or wherever, it gives you the ability to overcome it. Joy gives you strength. And so often I think when we come to God, it's like, oh, I'm miserable. You don't have this joy, this excitement. And so you don't have the strength to connect with God and to live life. So how do we disconnect? We disconnect because of stress, because of pressure, because of fear, because of challenges in life that brings disorder to our hearts and minds. I'm sure you've experienced it. Something happens and you lose your peace in your mind or your heart. There's like disorder, there's like chaos. Anybody experienced that before? Chaos in the heart, mind, yes. And is it then difficult to connect with God? Is it difficult then? Yes, because you don't have the peace, you don't have the joy to actually connect with Him. So this is very foundational for connecting with God. Okay, so the party is in full swing already. Proverbs 15, verse 15, it says, "For the despondent, every day brings trouble." Despondent. Can you feel it? It's already a bad day. Oh, no, you're getting out of bed and think, oh, it's going to be a terrible day, and then it is. Why? It's like a self-perpetuating cycle. You expect the worst, and you get something along those lines. Your filter, the way you look at life. You expect bad stuff, you have this expectation, and then it sort of happens. But look at the next bit. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Life is a continual feast. Okay, so later in the series, we're all going to do this. Sometimes we just need to become like children. Don't take life too seriously. I'm going to explain to you why we shouldn't take life too seriously. It should be a continual feast. About 2,000 years ago, they said the party began. Malachi 4, verse 2. Old Testament prophecy speaking of something that's going to happen. Speaking of Jesus coming. It says there, "But for you who fear my name," is that like a negative fear? That's more like those of you that realize the greatness of God, who reverence God. "The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture." Now, I haven't seen calves leaping with joy. I don't really know how that works. But it's people leaping with joy. They're about to go eat, and so they do the vian skip. Okay? But this is beautiful. It says, it prophesied sometime in the future, the Son of Righteousness will arise upon you. The Isaiah 60 speaks of the darkness resting upon the people. Great darkness resting on the people. But the light arises upon them. The light arises upon them. So it speaks here of the sun rising. And so I've been meditating this week. I had this picture in my mind, in my heart, of the sun rising. And so this, as you can see, a bit of sunlight out there. The sun rises upon us. That's God rising upon us. Now what happens? Clouds come. Oh, clouds of darkness come, depression, fear, worry, anxiety, all these clouds. And what happens now? Suddenly we feel disconnected from God. Suddenly we feel morbid and depressed. There's no more sun. Is the sun still shining? Absolutely. If we would get into a plane and you'll fly through the clouds. It's just amazing the few times I've flown and we go above the clouds. It's bright. It blinds you with the glory of God's, of the sun's light. And for me, that's like a metaphor of God's goodness. God is always shining down upon us. God's goodness is always shining, irrespective of your feelings, your emotions, and what you are feeling. God is still good. About 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, this was this slogan that people would often say in church. They'd say, God is good. All the time. God is good. And then they say, God is good. And then all the people say, all the time, God is good. That's true. Haven't done that for a while. But it's true. Let's do it again. God is good. And all the time, God is good. The sun is shining. The sun all the time. And all the time, the sun is shining. It's true. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God. So even when the dark clouds come, don't look at the dark clouds. That's what happens. It distracts us. It starts us to cause us to focus on, oh, I've made a mistake, dark cloud. Oh, I'm afraid about the future, dark cloud. You just get distracted. You look at that instead of looking at the greatness of God, at the faithfulness of God, at the goodness of God. We must lift our eyes above what we are experiencing, and things will actually turn around. The dark clouds cause us to become self-focused. It was interesting, on Monday, I got up, I spent some good time with God the morning, and during the morning, some stage, I got depressed. Morbidly depressed. No reason. I could not tell you why. I told my wife, I'm miserable. I'm miserable. I don't know why. And now she's pep-talking me. Hey, no, you know, everything, nothing's working. She's telling me how wonderful I am. And I'm depressed. I don't know what's like. Just these dark clouds just came in. And so I want to share with you what, and I tried everything to get out of it. Spending time with God for hours, trying to praying. I couldn't break through until later that afternoon. God did something, and I'm going to share with that with you, give you that key in a moment. Okay, but to have a party, you can't have a party without laughter. Would you agree? Be a very depressing party if there's no laughter. And I read this article in the Joy magazine about laughter, and so I just want to share one or two things just about laughter with you. Lots of sickness. There's lots of sickness in the world because we don't have the joy that we should. We live on edge. It causes headaches, digestive problems, lack of energy, and insomnia. Much of this would go away if we would learn how to deal with stress properly. And one of the greatest stress relievers God has given us is laughter. It not only makes you feel better, it actually releases healing throughout your system. It's called endorphins and serotonin. There's something physical that happens in your body when you laugh. When we laugh, it restores and rejuvenates what the pressures of life have taken out. On Wednesday, Sonic and I went to visit Zana and Elisna. We had lunch. Now, Zana is a walking joy of the Lord. We could not stop laughing, okay? So if you're a bit down, go visit Zana and she will sort you out. It was great. Proverbs 17, verse 22, it says, a happy heart is good medicine. A happy heart is good medicine. And a cheerful mind works healing. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. But a cheerful mind works healing. It's something that happens. Happy heart, joyful heart. It's medicine to your soul and to your physical body. It's amazing. Laughter is something God has given to us. Laughter, I believe, is like a happy filter. When you're going through something really tough, it's really serious, find something funny in the midst of it. Just release the situation, release the stress upon your life. There's so, it's like say, our government. Now, if we're going to get serious about government and how they produce or whatever, we'll get morbidly depressed. But there's so much fun. There's so many funny things happening in government and in this country. There is so much to laugh about. We must just get a happy filter. Then it becomes a continual feast. It really is a gift. Some people have a natural ability to laugh at everything. And it really has an effect upon them. Look at this. It boosts people's immune system when they laugh. Laughter reduces blood pressure. And people who laugh regularly are 40% less likely to have a heart attack than people that don't. 40% less likely to have a heart attack when you're laughing. Laughter triggers the right side of your brain, which helps release creativity and helps us make better decisions. That's why Zana is so creative. She's laughing a lot. Laughter activates the body's natural tranquilizers that not only help us to calm down, but also to sleep better. Listen to this. I'm going to read this testimony about a lady. A doctor friend of mine told me about his patient who suffered with a severe case of fibromyalgia. Yes, it was very painful. And she would spend hours a day in bed suffering. No, come on. This is serious. She had chronic fatigue. We don't laugh that much in church. I'm going to do it. Okay. She had chronic fatigue. She was in poor health, both physically and emotionally, and had lived a very hard, depressing life. The doctor gave her medication to treat the pain, but he knew that that was only dealing with the symptoms and not the root cause. After speaking to her and hearing of her depression, he asked her about her emotional state and also how long it has been since she laughed. The lady thought about it and answered, "Doctor, I haven't had a good hearty laugh for over 30 years. Since I was a child, really." "Well, here's your prescription," he said. "You need to watch every funny movie you can find. Read every funny book out there and laugh as much as you possibly can." The lady began to do that, and slowly she got her joy back. Every day she would laugh more and notice the pain subside. 3 months later, she went back to the doctor, who couldn't believe the change. Her eyes were sparkling, and the disease had left her body. There's too much sickness in our world today, and much of it's related to sadness, emotional bitterness, and spiritual sickness. Find something to laugh about. How can we laugh about the challenges of life? I can tell you how. Romans 8:28 says the following. And we know, can you say we know, that all things work together for good to those who love God. We know that all things work together for good. To whom? I'd say to those who know the love of God. As Dion said this morning, you can't love God if you don't know His love. And so I wanted to put this out there. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, speak to that thing and say, this is going to turn for good. Ha ha. This is going to turn around. God, you're going to use this. It doesn't feel so nice. It feels dark. All the clouds, storm, wind, lots of rain. It doesn't feel nice. But God, you're going to turn this around. You're going to turn it for good. All I need to do is just to know that you love me. The love of God is still shining down upon us. God is good. All the time. God is good. So your prescription, your medicine, is every day at least find three things that you can laugh about out loud. Every day, just three things that you can laugh about out loud and see something change within you. The Bible says even when you are persecuted, even when people say bad things about you, the Bible says rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Because great is your reward in heaven. And so this is the next thing on it. The first thing is laughter. You can't have a party if there's no laughter. The second thing is the ultimate party is still on its way. Eternity. To be anchored in what is coming. Just very shortly. Revelation 21, verse 3 to 4. This is the end of the Bible. It says of what is coming. It says, I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. So it doesn't matter what you're going through right now, we have an eternal hope and anchor when we set our sight on heaven and what is coming. Even if we do not find justice in this life, we will in the next. And we have this eternal hope of good that is coming. Revelation 21, verse 22 to 23. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. God is that sun shining down upon us. I want to encourage you, every time you walk outside and you see the sun, think of God's love and goodness shining down upon you. Doesn't matter if there are storm clouds, God is still shining down upon us. And one day, the sun will be replaced and God will literally be the glorious light that will shine upon us. And I know we don't like to speak about eternity. It doesn't come naturally for us. It feels far away. But it really gives us an anchor when we know God, we win. Devil, ha ha, you lose. Even when the dark clouds are there, you can speak to the dark clouds and say, your time is up. We win. We win. 1 John 2 verse 8. The darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. All the bad will pass away. And we win. And I tell you, when you get the joy of God in your heart, and you're standing with all these storm clouds around you, all this darkness, all this heaviness, but you have the joy of God, it breaks open those dark clouds, and you experience God's goodness as His sun, as His light shines down upon you. God is good, but when you... And all the time, God is good. So the true light is already shining. But how do we truly access the goodness of God, the love of God. How do we get the storm clouds to break? And this is what God showed me on Monday. You need to put on your party clothes. You need to put on your party clothes. What is that? Luke 24, verse 52. This is after Jesus was resurrected from the grave. It says there, and they worshipped him. This is just before he ascended into heaven. Jesus Christ ascending into heaven. It says, and they worshipped him. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. He is risen. He is alive. And they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Continually praising and blessing God. How do you put on your party clothes? You put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Isaiah 61 verse 3. You put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And so on Monday, I was these dark clouds all like around me. I was like morbidly depressed. And what do? I put on a worship CD. I close the curtains. And I put it loud. And I worship God with actions and everything. It's amazing, the power of it. 30 minutes later, I was free. The clouds broke. The light shone down upon me again. I connected with God. You see, we don't understand that the party has already begun. And at a party, you must dance. You must worship. You must praise Him. You must put on your garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So when you're heavy, choose to not focus on the clouds. Focus on the God above the clouds. That's what worship does. It helps you to sink, to focus above the clouds and to declare, my God is still big. My God is still loving and He is still good. That's what worship does. Many Christians live most of their lives under heavy, dark, dreary clouds. But I believe it when you actually just come and we just worship. You can do it anytime. You can do it in your car when you're going somewhere. You can walk somewhere and you just focus your thoughts on God and you just worship Him for His greatness, for His glory, for His goodness. And you'll see the dark clouds being affected. You must sing songs in the dark. The most beautiful story for me concerning this is when the Apostle Paul and Silas, they were on a missionary trip. And they were doing the work of God, and there were signs and wonders. They were doing amazing work for God. And then they cast out a demon from a girl or something. And so her bosses, they were making money from this girl because she was sort of prophesying over people. She sort of knew she could make lots of money through her fortune telling. And so they cast out the demon, and then the authorities came against them. And look at this verse, Acts 16, 23. I'm ending off with this. So they were judged, and then it says they were struck. And when they had struck them with many blows, they took rods and they beat them. And then they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. He, having received a strict charge, put them into the inner prison, into the dungeon, like the deepest, darkest part of the prison, and fastened their feet in the stocks. So their feet were fastened in these stocks. But now look at the next verse. Who would have felt like praising God at that moment? This is so lucky. All the pain in your back, all body aching, you feel like offended, you feel ashamed. You feel, I'm this man of God. God, where are you? I thought you were with me. You said you will be with me, Lord. Where are you? Now we're sitting in this miserable prison. We don't know if we're going to get out here. It's horrible. My whole body's aching. God, I've given you all of my life. Where are you? Huh? I'm sure we'd have been saying something like that. Where are you, God? Now look at that. But about midnight, as Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. It's beautiful. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. So the very foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once all the doors were opened and everyone's shackles were unfastened. Glorious. God pitched. God was there. The sun of God's goodness was shining upon them. There were just some dark clouds. But because they were not moved by the darkness, by the clouds, by the negativity, by the challenges, they were moved by God's goodness and love and faithfulness. And they said, God, you are bigger than this. The sun is still shining. So they praised God. And then God moved in. The clouds broke and they were set free. So how do you handle difficult situations? What do? Do you get negative? You start focusing all the bad. Many of us are extremely negative if we just listen to our mouths. Well, you're not going to enjoy the party then. You must focus on the greatness and the goodness of God. So get joy. Worship guys, you can join us. Get joy. Get something to laugh about. Get something to laugh about. Okay, will you take your medication for this week? Find something to laugh about this week. And then take it one step further. Take a big challenge in your life and see how God will turn it for good. Choose to know that God can turn this for good. And then you put your thing there, you put your challenge there, and then you do your skip. Ha ha. This is going to turn for good. Come on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Come on, somebody must dance with me. There's a party happening, but so many of us Christians are not aware of it. And so Sonic and I, we've decided we're going to make a change in our lives. You know, when you're in the ministry, you get involved with many people's problems and issues, and they can so easily overwhelm one. And so we've decided that from now on, when we sit in a counseling session and somebody shares really bad stuff with us, we're going to laugh at them. No, okay, we won't do that. We won't do that. But we're going to laugh because of the goodness of God who's able to turn any situation around. And so I want to encourage you, wherever you might find yourself, God can turn it around. God can give you a joy and a smile and a party in your heart, even in a difficult environment. I want to read this last verse again. Malachi 4, verse 2. But you who fear my name, in other words, you who know how great I am, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. He will bring you healing when you come to know God's goodness always, always, always. And you will go free, leaping with joy, like calves led out to pasture. Leaping with joy. Okay, so I want to encourage you during this week or this next month, you find something challenging, just do the skip. really freak out the devil. That's going to offend him so much. You see, the enemy wants you focus on the dark cloud. Oh, this is so terrible. You'd be afraid. You see, and he must laugh. Proverbs 31. Ladies, Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman, it says, and she will laugh at days to come because she knows her God is faithful. So I pray for us. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We can say that you are good. You are good all the time. You are good. And so, Lord, we pray that our hearts would know that you love us, that you are for us, that you are with us, if we would just put our trust in you, Lord. And so, God, we pray that you'd help us, Lord, that even when the dark clouds come, that we'd be able to lift our eyes above it and see the sun of righteousness arising upon us with healing in his wings, and we will be set free. God, we pray for joy. God, we pray for a song in our hearts and a skip in our steps, irrespective of our environment. God, I pray that we would find something to laugh about. God, I pray that we would be anchored in eternity. And God, we pray that we would just worship you. Put on our garments of praise. For the spirit of heaviness. We worship you, God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's stand. If you would stand with us. Just want us to sing one song. To put our eyes upon the greatness of God and his love for us. And then we're all going to just skip around. Just kidding. Bless you, Lord.